2 Corinthians 1 and 3 said, blessed be God, hallelujah. Blessed be God, hallelujah. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, hallelujah. He's a God that comforts us, hallelujah. We are sufficient. We have all we need to do whatever we need to do in God. Our sufficiency is in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a rock. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's a rock that will sustain under the heaviest of pressure. He is a rock that will sustain under the heaviest of pressure. Hallelujah. And pressure can come in many forms. Pressure can come in many forms. It can be a husband who wants a divorce. It can be a wife who doesn't want a divorce. It can be a sick child. It can be children out of control. Pressure come in all kind of forms. It can be finance that we messed up because we mishandled the money. Pressure. I was talking to this person one time. I said, honey, those are just self-inflicted wounds. She said, yeah, but they are still wounds. Pressure come in all sorts of forms. A business gone bad. A mom or dad that's sick. Pressure. Sometimes from the side, from the back, from the front. But God. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, is a rock that is able to sustain under the heaviest of pressure. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are sufficient in Him. Hallelujah. I love this story of Hannah in 1 Samuel. Hannah couldn't bear a child. And Hannah was ridiculed, taunted, depressed. Hannah had a lot of pressure because she wanted a child. In her own strength, Hannah was just burdened down. She didn't really know what to do. But she cried out to God. Somebody shout. She cried out to God. And God was that rock that sustained Hannah. God was able to give her a child. Hannah couldn't do it in her own strength. You can't do it in your own strength. He's that rock, hey, boss out, that will sustain under the heaviest of pressure. Glory to God. Don't make no difference where the pressure coming from. He is that rock. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He is our hope. Hallelujah. He's our only hope. He's our hope for today and our hope for tomorrow. Romans 15 and 13 says that God of hope fill us with joy and peace through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God is our hope. God is our hope. Our sufficiency in Him. Someone shout hallelujah. He is our peace. So much going on. If you're going to find any peace anywhere, it's going to be in Jesus. It's going to be in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. Oh, and Okay. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. And it says, For he is our peace. God is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. He is our peace. He has abolished the wall between the Jews and the Gentiles. We can go boldly into his presence. There's no wall there. We can go boldly into his presence, and in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. There is love in his presence, and there is peace in his presence. There is joy in his presence. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. That's who you want to put your sufficiency in, not in your own strength. You want to put your sufficiency in God. Hallelujah. He is our life. Glory to God. He is our very life. Hallelujah. God is our life. Hallelujah. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life." He is our life. Glory to God. He is our life. Hallelujah. Our sufficiency in God. Someone shout. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He is our righteousness. Hallelujah. We are sufficient in his righteousness because we are the righteousness of God. We've been made right with him. Someone shout hallelujah. He is our righteousness. He is the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is our all-sufficient one. Someone shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Revelation 1 and 17, and I'm getting ready to go to my seat, Pastor. It said, "I am the first and the last, and he that liveth and was dead, but I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys to hell and death." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our God have the keys to hell and death. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the one you want to put your sufficiency in. A God that have the keys to hell and death. Someone shout hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.